This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. President Biden has chosen Denver International Airport's chief executive to lead the Federal Aviation Administration. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Philip Washington is leaving after less than a year at DIA. He steered the Great Hall Terminal project back on course after multiple delays and cost overruns before his brief tenure. This was his second stint in Denver. Washington served as CEO of the Regional Transportation District for 6 years before heading to Los Angeles to run their county transit authority. He also led the president's transportation transition team after the 2020 election. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Highway traffic will see detours and slowdowns at Loveland Pass this morning. U.S. Highway 6 is closed while crews remove rocks and other debris from the road. That work should be done today and the road reopened by 10 a.m. Other closures there at Loveland Pass are scheduled for next week. Denver's STAR program, which redirects low-risk 911 calls to trained health experts instead of police or first responders, has been underway in Denver for 2 years now. A study by Stanford University shows the program has helped reduce crime and save money. Carly Ceylon works in Denver's 911 call center.
It's pretty surprising what folks will call in for. They don't have access to food. They don't have shelter. They don't have a ride somewhere. And I don't think that's what people think of when you typically think of a 911 call, but these are reasons why our community is calling.
The STAR program has responded to nearly 5,000 calls so far. This is CPR News and KRCC.